7 years ago, a pulse of water on the Colorado River at the U.S.-Mexico border temporarily reconnected it to the Pacific Ocean. Scientists used the so-called pulse flow to study what plant and animal life returned to the desiccated delta along with water. Armed with that knowledge, and even with persistent drought, they're trying a new and more targeted strategy this year. KUNC's Luke Runyon has more.
It's just after sunrise in the Colorado River's dry estuary in Mexico, and Tomas Rivas is hunched over, using his fingers to comb through small bits of wood.
What are you looking for, Tomas?
Jumping spider?
Jumping spider?
Yeah.
Rivas is an ecologist with the conservation group the Sonoran Institute, and we're at the place where the river and the ocean used to meet and mix. The exposed salt flats are home to jumping spiders, tiny turquoise fiddler crabs, and hardy species of saltgrass. The day we visited, it reached 120 degrees with a cloudless sky.
These are harsh conditions here.
Rivas says this part of the delta used to be home to a tidal bore, a wave that forms as the incoming tide rushes against the freshwater river.
In Spanish, here the people locally call burro, el burro, for the tidal bore.
It even had a sound, he says, of crashing, rumbling water.
The people say, ahí viene el burro. It's like the donkey's coming, no?
Because the Colorado River is so overused in the U.S., the burro hasn't charged in the delta in decades. Rivas's group is working to bring water back into this part of the estuary and study it. It won't fully revive the tidal bore, but it will be enough to help restore riverine habitat.
For Mexico, living with a dead river has been, I'll say, sort of a wound.
Jennifer Pitt runs the Colorado River program for the National Audubon Society. We're upstream of the estuary, next to an irrigation canal, where water diverted near the U.S.-Mexico border makes a hard left turn back into the river's channel.
And this is a little bit of repair.
For a few months this spring and summer, portions of the Colorado River Delta are flowing again. But unlike 2014's pulse flow, this release of water is targeted to restoration sites.
And we're using the irrigation canals to bypass the dry reach and drop the water into the river at the point where the scientists tell us it will do the most good.
The Colorado River is grabbing national headlines as water shortages take hold. Hot and dry conditions are coming home to roost in its reservoirs, dropping the two biggest to record lows. Even in a dry year like this one, Pitt says both the U.S. and Mexico have agreed to set aside water just for the environment.
And if we don't figure out at this moment how to support the river itself and all of nature that it supports, I fear that we lose them permanently.
Not everyone agrees. Some skeptical city leaders and farmers in Mexico say any unused water is wasted.
I am kayaking on the Colorado River in its delta in Mexico. There's dragonflies that are sort of skipping across the water. You'll see birds up in the trees. There's a beaver dam just upstream of here.
This is 1% of the water that's coming from the U.S., and it's building so much into the ecosystem.
That's Rocio Torres. She runs the Sonoran Institute's Colorado River Delta Restoration.
For me, that means, and for our team, that there's hope, right?
Torres says these targeted flows are less flashy and harder to explain than the pulse flow. That event galvanized communities in the region, she says, and it built a base of support from water officials in both countries who agreed to set aside a small amount of water not for human use.
I think that's the way human beings, we learn, we mess things up, we realize we shouldn't have done that.
And she says, bringing it back happens little by little. I'm Luke Runyon in Sonora, Mexico.